Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
October 9th, 2007, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, iPhoto 08. Welcome back to another show. I'm just back from Ventura, California, which is south on 101. Actually, I take Interstate 5 myself, down to almost Southern California, and that's where the folks at lynda.com reside. And I had been working all week on an iPhoto 08 title. So it's really iPhoto 7. That's the application version. But we decided to call it iPhoto 08 because it's part of iLife 08. And that's what Apple calls it. And what Apple calls it is what I'm going to call it too. So for those of you that work on Windows this week, please don't run away, because chances are you have a friend who works on a Mac, and this is something that's pretty good to know about, because since you are the person that people come to for advice, knowing a little bit about iPhoto, especially this latest version, is a good thing, because you can say, well, personally, I don't use it because I'm a Windows guy, but I've heard that iPhoto 08 does have some good features, and if you're shooting RAW, sometimes not a bad way to go. If you're shooting RAW all the time, you might want to think about Lightroom or Aperture or something like that. So anyway, Windows folks out there, just bear with me for a few minutes this week, and then we'll be back to general photography next week. Anyway, before I get going on that, I got just a few little things I want to cover. First of all, grab shots. It's time for me to remind you to take those grab shots off your hard drive, attach them to an email, send them to me. Make sure you put grab shot in the subject line. And if you have any questions about how to submit a grab shot, just go to the submissions page on The Digital Story. That's at www.thedigitalstory.com. And there'll be all the information that you need there. But let's get a few more grab shots flowing in. I love the ones we've been publishing, but as always, I want more. I want more. Please send me more. Photo assignment for this month is close up. I think this is going to be a good photo assignment. I'm really looking forward to seeing what you guys come up with. But whatever your subject, make sure you get close and then get closer again. It's the time to use that little macro mode that you have on your compact, or justify that macro lens you've been buying. But honey, I had to buy it. I had to buy that macro lens because it's the photo assignment for this month. You understand, right? There you go. See, I'm just giving you justification right now. Also, I want to mention that I did some podcasts with Randall Schwartz, who is part of the Geek Cruise ensemble. And Randall's been doing podcasts for the Geek Cruises for some time. I'm going to actually be on the next Geek Cruise, the MacMania Cruise, that goes down to the Panama Canal. And you can listen to, Randall put like 3 podcasts with me on them here. And you can go to http://podcast.geekcruises.com and check it out. They're pretty fun. And Randall and I have known each other for a long time, so we have good rapport. And we talk about digital photography, workflow, and, you know, the whole variety of tools. And they're a lot of fun. So it's at podcast.geekcruises.com. And if you want to hear Randall and I chat it up about workflow tools, which is what I'm going to be teaching on this Geek Cruise, then make sure you stop by and listen up. And finally, I want to mention our sponsors. Thank you so much for helping us out and keeping the show on the air. The folks at Boink Software, the makers of Photo Magical, and they have a tile on every page on The Digital Story. And the good folks over at Expo Disc, and they too have a tile on all of our pages. Click on that tile and go see what they have to say. Okay, I want to get into iPhoto for a few minutes. I think iPhoto 08 is terrific. And what I want to do today, I'm going to give you just a quick overview of the things that I like about this latest version of Apple's consumer photo management application. And then I'm going to give you some tips for using it to speed things up and actually some tips to make it feel more like Aperture and Lightroom. But anyway, so iPhoto, well, you know what it is, of course, it's your digital shoebox. It's, as Apple used to say, it's Ansel Adams meets Martha Stewart. And the Ansel Adams, of course, he's the photography part of the equation, and Martha Stewart, she's the part that gets things organized. And iPhoto tries to do both, and I think it actually does a very good job of doing both, especially this latest version. One of the things that they improved in iPhoto 08, and by the way, you can buy it as part of the iLife suite of applications. I think it's $79 and you get them all, including iPhoto. You get GarageBand and the new iMovie and all that good stuff. Or as Steve Jobs say, you can buy a new Mac and get iPhoto for free. It's up to you either way, but it does only run on Macintosh. So anyway, the import dialog box, big improvement, and this iPhoto did take definitely one step closer to Aperture and to Lightroom with their new import box, because you can actually see the pictures on your memory card, choose which ones you want, and then hit import instead of having, you know, no option at all, you know, being stuck in this all or nothing situation. So I really like the new import box, and I think it's one of the reasons that I would upgrade to iPhoto 08 if I hadn't already. The one drawback, you still can't add keywords during import. And that's something that both Lightroom and Aperture does that I like, because I like to get my basic keywords out of the way right away so that when those pictures are on my hard drive, I can start playing with them. So iPhoto 08 doesn't do that, but it does allow you to pick the shots that you want and then only put those into your iPhoto library. That part, I think, is very nice. You know, one of the big things that they talk about a lot with iPhoto 08, of course, is events. And events is a new way to organize the photos as they come into iPhoto. And this is very logical, because iPhoto is now organizing your pictures the same way we live our lives, by events, birthday parties, wedding receptions, things of that nature. And you have an option in the preferences, and I encourage you, if you have iPhoto 08, go to preferences and kind of motor through all of them, but go to events, and you have the option of 1 day, 1 week, 2 hours, or 8 hours. And I think 1 week or 1 day is probably a good starting point. I like 1 day myself. And what happens is iPhoto reads the timestamp on your pictures, and it sees all the photos within a 24-hour period, puts them in one event. You give the event a name, pick which photo you want to be the key photo, and off you go. And if you have, let's say, 3 shoots on your card, a couple days apart, it will create 3 events. If you have your preferences set up, that event is 1 day. Of course, if you go to Hawaii and you're there for a whole week, maybe you want to change your preference so that it's 1 week instead of 1 day, and then all of your Hawaiian shots from the whole week will be in that one event. So they're very handy. They're very fun. Another preference to look at is that if you double-click on an event, it will either open that up and show you all the thumbnails, or it will magnify the photo that you happen to have scrolled to. I recommend double-click opens up the whole event so you can see all the thumbnails. And remember, you can hold down the Option key, and that changes your double-click to whatever the other setting is. So that Option key is a very handy modifier for all of these double-click commands that are in iPhoto 08. Keywording has also become much better in iPhoto 08. I think it's much easier to keyword, and I think I'm less resistant to keywording in iPhoto 08 than I had been in previous versions of the application. They've actually borrowed some of the nice features from third-party apps, and so that's pretty cool. I still wish that I could keyword on import. I still have to do everything after it's in there, but at least once your picture's in there, it's more fun to keyword in. And I encourage you to bone up on it and see if it's something that maybe will encourage you to keyword more. Now, one thing I really like, unfortunately, you have to have a .Mac account to use this, but the web gallery feature is incredible. I just love this. And the way that it works is that you can select any event or any album that you build, just basically click on it, go to share, and say, make a web gallery. And then it'll ask you a couple questions. Do you want this to be a private gallery or a public gallery? Do you want to have it passworded? Do you want to allow people to download high-res versions of the photos? Do you want them to be able to add to the gallery? Can they add to the gallery via email? Really some cool stuff here. And then, boom, it just builds it, publishes it on your .Mac account, gives you the URL, and you're off to the races. And it looks really good. Has a lot of terrific, flashy kind of features to it, but yet tasteful. I mean, I really like the way these things look. And what's neat about it is that other people can contribute to them. So, for instance, let's say you're having a family reunion, and so you get the ball rolling by uploading your images into iPhoto, creating an album or just using the event, sharing that, opening up all the options to everyone else. Then you send them the URL, and then everyone else can add pictures too, and you guys can have your own private site for the reunion. And it will look amazing. And the thing about it is that when you look at the thumbnails, you can click on the eye button and you get all the metadata. So you know whose camera it is and what their settings were and all that. And if it is like a family thing, and let's say that you're shooting with a 5-megapixel camera, and if you want, you can allow them to download the high-res version if you enable that. So not only can they look at the web gallery, they can grab whatever photo they want, download it, and make a print all right there. So I think web gallery is just fabulous. If you have a .Mac account already, this is going to make you feel better about that subscription fee. And a lot of people are just renewing right now. So if you have iPhoto OA and a .Mac account, please try web galleries, because I think you're really, really, did I say really twice? You're going to like it. You're going to like it a lot. Now, another thing that I want to talk about is, and this is the thing that I want to spend a couple minutes on, is image editing in iPhoto, because it's gotten a lot better. First of all, they sort of cleaned up the editing interface, and getting to editing also now is more fun too. So you can set in preferences your double click when you double click on a thumbnail. I like to set it to just magnify, which is a new feature in iPhoto 08. So you double click on the photo and it magnifies. And I think that's exactly what I want most of the time. I just want a closer look at it. But now, if you hold down the option key and double click, then it will take you into edit mode. And so that option key really pays off again. And the other thing that I like is that they've improved the adjust palette tremendously. Now you have full levels control. So you have that gamma slider in the middle, and they move levels up to the top of the palette where it belongs. They've added highlight and shadow recovery tools, and they've added noise reduction, and they made sharpen work better. So this is some pretty good stuff. And then at the bottom of the interface there, where they have the retouch tool and the red eye tool, now you can actually choose the diameter of the brush for those tools. Again, major improvements that they've made to the adjust palette, so much so that you can do a lot of editing there. So the thing that I've been telling people to do, and this is a lot of fun, let me grab my notes here for a second. I actually have notes on this stuff because, like I said, I've been teaching it. So the way that, if you really want to have a neat experience and you have iPhoto 8, try this out and see what you think. Especially if you've used Lightroom or Aperture, and see how it compares. But when you click on a photo, go to full screen mode. Now, don't go looking around for the buttons in iPhoto, because it'll just drive you crazy. Instead, you can use Option Command F. Option Command F, and that'll put you in full screen mode. If you want to get out of full screen mode, all you have to do is hit the Escape key. So Option Command F gets you in there. and the escape key gets you out. Okay, so that's good. So now you're, and so you have those that toolbar at the bottom and the thumbnails at the top, and I would set them to hide so you really get full screen mode. But then, well, then you have to play with that thing to get to adjust palette and the effects palette and crop and all that. But you don't. You have keyboard shortcuts for all those things. So when you're in full screen mode, actually, I think when you're in any mode, all you have to do is hit the A key, and that brings up the adjust palette. It's just like aperture. It's really cool. Hit the A, adjust palette comes up. Hit the A again, it goes away. Hit the E key, and it brings up effects. And you hit the E key again, go bye-bye. The C key, crop. And the, by the way, crop is much nicer too. If you haven't played with a crop tool, oh, it, radical improvement. So you hit the C key, you have crop. Hit the C key again, it goes away. Hit the T key. I gotta really enunciate these. Hit the T key. I think that's an interdental, if I remember from my college linguistics days. And that brings up the retouch tool. So T brings up retouch, and S brings up straighten tool. So, wow, you have all these really great keyboard commands. You're working in full screen mode. It's a lot of fun. I think you'll enjoy it a lot. And also, you can zoom in with keyboard too. So just move your mouse pointer to wherever you want on the image that you want to see closer, and hit the 1 key, and that'll zoom you into 100%. Hit the 2 key, and that brings you up to 200%. And you hit the 0 key, and that takes you back to fit and window. So, and it will go where you put the mouse. So let's say you want to get a good look and see if the eyes are sharp. Just put the mouse near the eyes, hit the 1 key, you're looking at 100%. Hit the 0 key, you're back to fit and window. Hit the A key, you bring up the adjust palette. Hit the A key again, it goes away. Suddenly you go, wow, I'm kind of cooking here. And, you know, the thing, you know, people ask me all the time about editing in iPhoto, and, you know, is it really non-destructive? Apple says it's non-destructive. I don't really agree with them. I mean, it's non-destructive in the sense, what they do is they take your original photo and they do protect it. So it's definitely non-destructive that way, because the minute you do any edits at all, they generate a copy of that photo, and then that's what you're working on. And with your original, is always safe. And of course, you can always revert to original. It throws away all of your edits, but you can always go back to that original photo. So in that case, it's non-destructive, but it's not cool non-destructive like Aperture and Lightroom, where it's writing XML data. It's actually creating a full copy. And then if you really want high quality, then you have to go to preference. And this is for when you're working with RAW files. So you got the RAW file there in Aperture. So what Aperture does is it generates a JPEG, and that sort of becomes your working file. But if you really want to have a high quality working file, you have to check the box under advanced to make a 16-bit TIFF for when you're working RAW files. And remember, you have to have a very current version of OS X to do that, like 10.4.9 or something. So it'll make a 16-bit TIFF, but so then you got a RAW file and you got a big old TIFF in there. So it will take up more room on your hard disk than, for instance, Aperture, where you just got your RAW file and you got a little bit of metadata. So I don't think this is an area where iPhoto isn't as smart as Aperture in Lightroom. And the thing, when people ask me about it, well, should I use it? I mean, I got it already. And I say, you know, if you shoot JPEG most of the time and you shoot RAW sometimes or not at all, I think it's a fantastic program. If you're shooting RAW a lot, and especially big megapixel RAW, I really think then you should look at one of the other applications, Lightroom or Aperture, because if you're shooting RAW a lot, iPhoto might drive you a little crazy just in terms of its disk use. Now, I use iPhoto myself all the time, and one of the things I use it for, it's just great for managing a little project. It's also, I like it because I shoot a lot of QuickTime movies with my compact cameras, and iPhoto does a great job of managing these movies. I mean, it manages movies as well as it does photos. And of course, you can't do that in Aperture and Lightroom. So there's a big advantage right there. If nothing else, use iPhoto to manage your little camera movies and catalog them and keyword them and all that sort of stuff. So it definitely has its place in the world. And the other thing, it does do all these neat things, such as making cards and greeting cards and calendars and all that stuff. And even if you're an Aperture user, you can open, if you generate previews in Aperture, which, you know, I generally recommend you do, then you can have iPhoto read your Aperture library. It shows up as a separate window, and all of your structure from Aperture will be right there. And what it does is it pulls in whatever shot you want, it pulls in the preview, and you can work with that. So if you have a high-quality preview, you can work in iPhoto, and you can make slideshows in iPhoto and build calendars and make a web gallery and all that kind of stuff. Even though your main application is Aperture, they work really well together. So iPhoto, I think, really has a place in almost any Mac photographer's arsenal. I think it's a pretty strong application. I want to cover one other iPhoto-related thing here before I wrap up. And that's the whole idea of making a DVD out of your iPhoto images, like a slideshow that you can play in a set-top player. And iPhoto does have a burn or send to iDVD command in it, and I really don't like it very much. And they didn't, I don't think they improved it, really, from iPhoto 6.06 to iPhoto 08. So I want to just give you a little rundown here. If you want to make a DVD from your iPhoto stuff, here's the way that I would do it. I would first create an album of all my images in iPhoto. You know, so make an album, put all your images in it, kind of put them in the order that you want to. So kind of build your storyboard there so you can get your head around the project. Then, once I do that, then I'd go and separately, I'd open iDVD. Not going through iPhoto, I'd just open it outright. Open it outright, and then when you get that opening dialog box where you get to choose what kind of project you want to make in iDVD, click on Magic iDVD. This is really cool because this is a very flexible but very fast way to create a DVD. Create Magic iDVD. You do that, go ahead, pick a theme, type your title, all that kind of stuff, you know, get the look the way you want. It gives you all those little options, but you can do it really quickly. And then it has a media browser so that you can browse your photos in iPhoto. So just use the media browser in iDVD, find that album that has your shots in it, bring those into iDVD, bring it in that way. You can just drop them on the photo window there. And if you wanted to, you could just hit burn and be done with it at that point. I mean, it's that fast. It's that simple. If you want to customize it a little bit more, then what I do is click on the Create Project. You'll get a second window, and you'll get a chance to play around and add some music and play with the duration of each image in the slideshow, get to choose your transitions, all that sort of stuff. So you can still tinker around with it, and it's still faster going in through the Magic iDVD door, I think, than going in the other doors, and definitely better than sending it to iDVD from iPhoto. So my recommendation is if you want to make a DVD out of iPhoto, put them in your album, make an album, put them in your album, then open iDVD separately, and then pull them in from that album using the media browser in iDVD, using Magic iDVD. It's a good way to go. Check it out. Okay, so to wrap up about iPhoto 08, I think it's a really good job. I think it's probably the best version of iPhoto I've seen. It's fast, it's pretty, Events is smart, keywording's improved. We finally have a real import window. Web galleries, if you have a .Mac account, just cool. I mean, you can use it like your FTP or something. I'm using it for jobs right now. I do a portrait shoot. I'm using web galleries. I just pull the images out of Aperture, if I'm not uploading them into iPhoto directly, and just boom. There, I have the site that looks beautiful up on the web fast, and I can even allow the client, if I want, to download not the original files, but, you know, higher res versions that are published on the web so that they can play around with it. So the whole web gallery thing, very good stuff. But image editing in iPhoto has, again, gotten better. It seems like every version of iPhoto, this part really improves. And I'm happy with it. I don't think, for the most part, if you have clean capture, that you're going to have to round trip very much to Photoshop or whatever your external image editor is. You can do most of the things that you need to do right there in iPhoto. Now, the one thing that I do recommend is I like to use a duplicate command. So if I'm working on an image and I get it to a point that I like, but I still want to play with it, at that point, I will duplicate the one that has the corrections to it and then play some more. Then that way, if I take it too far and I have to revert to original, then I still have a copy where, you know, I did some of the basic stuff and I don't have to go all the way back to the beginning. So keep in mind that I think that the duplicate photo command is very handy. And in Lightroom, when I work in Lightroom, I like to take snapshots along the way. And I think it's a really cool feature in Lightroom. As iPhoto isn't quite as elegant as that. You actually have to like duplicate the photo, and then I give it a version name, like, you know, version 2, version 3, whatever. So it's not as elegant, but it does get the job done. And something just to keep in mind, if you are going to do a fair amount of image editing in iPhoto, duplicate, and I think you'll have a happier experience. Also, duplicate photo is good if you're going to crop it to different proportions, like 8x10 and 5x7. I would actually do my image editing, duplicate it, crop to 8x10, let's say, go back to the one that's image edited, duplicate it again, and crop that one to 5x7. So just a few hints. And then don't forget, you can organize your movies and do all that stuff in iPhoto, especially the stuff you shoot with your camera. So it's powerful. It's fun. I really like it. And for me, it fits into everything else that I'm doing. So if you have access to it, give it a look. If you're going to buy a new Mac here before too long, definitely give it a look, because you'll have it on brand new hardware. And if you're not going to buy a new Mac here in the new future, let's say that you have a relatively new one, I actually think that the $79 iLife upgrade is worth it for iPhoto alone. I really do. I think it's that good. Let me know what you think. You can add a comment to the show notes. Have some fun with it if you have it. And all the Windows folks, thanks for hanging in there this week. I won't do this to you too often, do Mac-only stuff. But I appreciate you hanging in there, and hopefully I kept your interest a little bit. All right. I will be back next week with more good stuff. By the way, one last thing. My iPhoto 08 training on lynda.com will probably be out in November. I'll let you know, but I have tons of training on iPhoto 08 that shows you how to do all this stuff and more. And the title turned out really well. So that's coming up next month. Stay tuned and I'll keep you posted. All right. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.